There's so much more that meets the eye here, and I need to explain it to you, one, as a Taylor Swift fan, number two, as a graphic designer who used to specialize in cover art, and number three, as a fan of literature. This cover is everything, and I'll explain why. There is so much more that meets the eye here than just this photo, and it wouldn't make sense to you unless you saw the track list. So here's the track list, again, a beautiful photo. The first song, the intro song to the whole album, is called The Fate of Ophelia. Another song on here I really want you to note is Father Figure. So I want you to keep that in mind for the rest of the video, okay? Intro track is The Fate of Ophelia. Fourth song is called Father Figure. Stay with me now. If the name Ophelia sounds familiar to you, it's because you definitely heard it in your English class from William Shakespeare's play Hamlet. She was the romantic interest of main character Hamlet. This is a painting from 1851 called Ophelia, which was painted by John Everett Millais. I hope I'm saying that right. It's meant to depict Ophelia singing before she drowns in a river. Spoiler alert. So now looking at this photo called Ophelia, could you then see why I think that this looks like that painting, or at least inspired from? The reason that I thought the song Father Figure on the track list was interesting to note, because if you know Ophelia's story, it's really sad and she loses her father in a really weird way. So the more I'm looking at this track list, the more I'm thinking about the story of Hamlet, and I'm just wondering if there's going to be more themes that are being revealed. After her dad's killing, she walked around and sang a lot about love, betrayal, and she almost went into like this madness, and it was called Ophelia's madness. And I only remember this from English, but her madness was interpreted as a way for her to finally be able to speak freely in a world where she wasn't able to before. Could there be some kind of shared experience there? Who knows? From there, Ophelia became a symbol almost of young womanhood, innocence corrupted, and the destructive effects of how political and emotional manipulation take a toll on somebody. Interesting cover, Taylor.